Enbridge says its pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac is in excellent shape. But can we know for sure? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We've been looking into this question for our MI Curious project. One of the first things Mark Brush found out was that the company holds all the cards.
Enbridge is willing to talk about its pipeline. They invited me to come see it on a barge in the middle of the Straits of Mackinac. Tom Prue is a region engineer for Enbridge. He helps the company monitor the pipeline. And I asked him what they're noticing.
It's in real good shape is what we're noticing. That's the main thing. I mean, the coating is in very good shape. It hasn't changed much since it's been put in.
Prue says if they had to rebuild it, they'd probably build it in the same way. The pipeline was built back in 1953. The state of Michigan has an easement that lays out specific requirements for the crossing. It specifies things like steel quality, a specific type of coating for the pipeline, and automatic shutoff valves, among many other things. And Enbridge says this section of pipeline does not have horizontal weld seams. That's the kind of seam that cracked open on Line 6B and caused the Kalamazoo River oil spill. Enbridge knew about cracks and corrosion before that spill happened. Enbridge runs tests to understand the condition of its pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. They shoot video of the outside, and they run tools inside the pipeline to find out how it's doing.
From what I've seen, they've run the right tools, but I can't tell you what the results are, because I haven't seen them.
Rick Kupervitz is a pipeline safety expert. He runs a consulting firm and has looked at the data that are available. He says he can't say whether the pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac is safe or not.
You need more information of a specific type with the answers in a manner that gives you confidence.
He says we should look for the inline inspection reports. Those would tell us whether the pipeline has corrosion problems. Enbridge lays out how the pipeline is in good condition in a lengthy report, but when I asked them for the documents that prove the pipeline is in good shape, they said the data are difficult to interpret. Brad Shamla is vice president of U.S. operations for Enbridge.
It'd be equivalent to handing somebody an EKG strip on heart monitoring, and you know, you can do all kinds of things by looking at the ups and downs, but at the end of the day, unless you really know what you're looking at, it's very difficult to read some of the data.
Shamla says they do share the data with the federal agency that regulates them. The Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration would not talk to me for this report. They told me to file a Freedom of Information Act request for the documents. So I did, and we're still waiting for that information. Andy Buxbaum heads up the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes office. He says PHMSA just hasn't done a good job watching these pipeline companies.
We're all on the hook if there's a spill, but we have no, you know, we have little jurisdiction, little authority to make sure that spill doesn't happen, which is crazy.
The National Wildlife Federation wants more information too. They were one of many groups that pushed the state of Michigan to ask more questions. The state attorney general's office did, and Enbridge responded. So I asked the state for the data that would tell us whether the pipeline has corrosion problems. But after a few days, I was told that Enbridge stopped them from sharing it with me. Enbridge said the data was protected under the Homeland Security Act. Again, Andy Buxbaum.
There are plenty of maps that show where those pipelines are, and you know that's the whether they're corroding inside is neither a business concern nor a security concern, a Homeland Security concern. It's a concern for the Great Lakes, but it's something we all need to know.
So back to our question, what's the status of the old Enbridge oil pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac? As one expert told me, the jury is still out. Enbridge, the National Wildlife Federation, and the state of Michigan have been meeting to talk about the condition of the pipeline. And we're all waiting for Enbridge to prove that the pipeline under Lake Michigan is in good condition. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
You can find out more about our series this week on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.